אשר אנכי מצווך היום, אשר command you today, should be on your heart, על לבבך. Says Rashi, שלא יהיה בעיניך כדיות כמו ישן שאין אדם סייפקה, אלא כחדש אשר כל רצים לקרסה, שבכל יום יהיה בעיניך כחדש. It shouldn't be in your eyes like an old decree that no one's interested in reading. Rather, it should be like something new that everyone's running to read. That every day it should be something new. The Torah is not meant to be old news. It's not like meant to be like an old decree of the king that everyone knows already, they've known about it for a while, and it's already not interesting. Rather, something new, engaging, and exciting. Like a new letter that is posted in public and everyone's standing round, fascinated. It's captured their attention. Because our nature is that we're curious about things that are new, and that we're indifferent to things that we're used to. Friedlander brings from the Chafetz Chaim that every koyach that a human being has can be used for Avodas Hashem. So then what is curiosity? What's the positive way of using curiosity? It's not just about knowing this is nice, what's news, what's going on across the world, for things that are not particularly relevant to us. So what we're meant to do is use that trait of curiosity to be curious for new and deeper levels and areas of Torah. Always looking for more chidushim, looking to refresh, to renew, to upgrade, to enhance our understanding of the Torah. Even if it's something we've learned numerous times before, it's always possible to find a new angle, a new insight, to find more relevance. Because something which is essential, something which is a critical component of our life, is not something that we can ever get bored of. For example, food. Things that we need on an ongoing daily basis. And people don't say, well, I've eaten so much bread every single day, I've had my sandwiches, I have no desire for bread anymore. However, something that's non-essential, certainly things that are added extras, there, a person can get fed up with them. We have the same thing day in, day out. That can be a bit of a problem. Same thing too here. Things that are essential, we never get bored of. And what Chazal are really saying here is that a person needs to develop within themselves an avas Torah, a love of Torah. That every day you realize and appreciate the essential nature of learning. And therefore, it's always new, it's always refreshed. I'm never full up with it. I've never had enough. And the truth is, it's also a very good barometer of a person's avas Torah, the extent to which they have a desire to learn things even if they've learned them before. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon would say, learn the same thing again and again and again, chazara, chazara, chazara. And the more you learn it, the more enjoyable it will be. Because a person that has a huge amount of avas Torah will be able to always find a frischkeit, a freshness, an excitement with that which they learn. So it's really two things. Number one, yes, looking for new insights. And number two, developing a love which is so great and so strong that even if we're learning the same thing over again, we do so with energy, passion, and excitement.